Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God didn't make us to live the way that people are living today, to where we are just going around, going only by what we can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And I believe even past generations have had it better than us, because we have television and videos and DVDs and music, and we have so many things now that are available to us that we are more plugged in to our five senses than probably most generations. People used to sit down and have no sound and nothing going on and just sit and think, and they could hear their spirit and they could be receptive to things that a lot of people today can't do. We are so busy it chokes the Word of God. But God created Adam and Eve, and they had six senses. Faith was real to them. And when they ate, their spiritual eyesight, they went blind. And they only had physical eyes. And all of a sudden, they looked and saw that they were naked. And you and I have been living, just like, you know, the medical profession doesn't really understand what our appendix used to do. Everybody has one, but it doesn't do anything today. It used to do something. Well, you used to have spiritual eyesight. You used to have faith. You could see things that you couldn't see. That's the way that God created us. And we all still have that capability, but most people have never even thought that that is possible, much less tried to walk in it. Most of us think that just living the way that everybody else does is normal and natural. And I'm trying to share with you, just like Paul said, that we look at things that aren't seen. I'm not looking at things that are seen. I'm not being controlled by what I see. I'm being controlled by what I see from my heart. Faith should be more real to us than anything else. And after Paul said this in chapter 4, he goes into chapter 5 and starts talking about that if this physical body was to die, we have a body that's been prepared for us in heaven. And of course, that is all by faith that we know that and see it. There isn't any physical proof. You know, people have tried to find what happens when you die. And they've tried to come up with some way of proving that there is life after death. You can't prove that in any way that is ever going to satisfy anybody. It's based on faith. You have to believe what the Word says. And so this is what Paul is talking about. He started talking about that if this physical body dies, I've got another body. And then he said this down in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 6. It says, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Paul was walking by faith, looking at things that couldn't be seen to such a degree that he just took it for granted that as long as I am still in this physical body, then I am not enjoying the presence of God the way that I sometime will. And over in Philippians, he talked about this, and he says, I would rather die and go to be with the Lord than to stay in this physical body. But I'm going to stay in this body because I've got a job to do. It's for your sake. I need to be here to share the Word with you and minister. And so he decided that he would stay in this body. But you can actually get to where you walk by faith to such a degree that you would rather be totally in the presence of God and relating to God than you had living in this physical body. It's quiet in this Presbyterian church. I know many of us just like, I've never thought this way. Obviously, we are so locked into this carnal thing. We have to have all of these natural things, and our spiritual man, we have just ignored it. We haven't walked in the Spirit. We haven't seen by faith. And then the next verse, he says in parentheses here, he says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Paul was saying that he was back to the way God created Adam and Eve. He was more controlled by what he believed than he was by what he saw. God created Adam and Eve that way, and that's the way they started out. When they sinned, their spiritual eyesight dimmed and their physical eyesight started working. But now, through Christ, every one of us that's born again has the ability to once again use faith and have six senses instead of five. And you can go by what you believe, not just by what you see, not just by what you hear, not just by what you feel. A person who is only going by their five senses is not a full, complete person. You aren't operating the way that God intended us to, and you are limited. You're very limited. It's better to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, last night I shared about Elisha praying and opening up the eyes of his servant. Those weren't his physical eyes, it was his spiritual eyes. You know what happened in 2 Kings chapter 6 with Elisha's servant? It was the exact opposite of what happened to Adam and Eve. They had originally been walking by faith, but when they sinned, their faith died and their eyes opened up. Well, the servant in 2 Kings chapter 6 was walking only by sight and not using his faith, but when Elisha prayed, all of a sudden his spiritual eyes opened up and he began to see things that were there all of the time. He just couldn't see them because he had only been walking by faith. It was the reverse. And then through Christ, we've now been reversed again. We changed from walking by just our natural senses to where now we can walk by faith and we can see things by faith that you couldn't see or perceive just with your understanding. You know, every one of you have done this. You may not recognize it, but you sometimes have just feelings, intuitions, thoughts that you want to do something, but most of the time we will reject those and we'll go with logic. You know, in my own life, I could tell you 100 examples. There was a time that I was pastoring a church and they wanted me to ordain this man to be an elder in the church. And when I first came to this church, they had burnt books and tapes of teaching that I had, that it was all of the devil. But when I came there, we saw a man raised from the dead. And this was only a town of 144 people. And there was only 10 people in the church. And after this man was raised from the dead, we started having 100 people come to church. They couldn't deny it. And so the whole town turned up, but they still didn't like what I said. And they were saying that what I was teaching was wrong. And the only person in that whole church that liked me was this man that they wanted to make an elder. And so I was going to do it, but as I just prayed about it, I just thought, no, I don't want him to be an elder. That's the way I felt. I didn't want him to be there. I didn't know why I felt that way. I just felt it. And so I told the other elders, I said, no, I don't think we ought to make him an elder in the church. And they said, well, why not? What's he done? This man's been nice to you. He's invited you over. He's received, and they made me feel bad. And I said, I don't have a reason. I just don't feel right about making him an elder. And they just kept after me. And so finally I said, fine, we'll make him an elder. We made this guy an elder. Those other people were combiners and they left to follow the wheat harvest. And this was the only elder left. And as soon as they got out of town, this man turned into the devil personified. Told people I was stealing money from the church. Told them I was having sexual affairs. Told them I was doing dope. I was getting drunk. Told them I was... He just lied, and he became the worst thing that has ever happened. And as soon as that happened, I said, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. How did I know? There wasn't anything. It was my heart. It was God trying to tell me things, and yet I leaned unto my own understanding. I went by logic. I went with my head instead of my heart. And I bet you every person in here has done that sometime or another. You've done something and it looked like the right thing to do, but you weren't sure in your heart. You felt like I probably shouldn't do it, but you did it. And as soon as you made a mistake, you said, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. You know what that was? That was God leading you and trying to speak to you through that sixth sense where you just know things supernaturally. You know this. Every one of us have that ability, but most of us think it's foolish to follow your heart. And I haven't got time to teach on this morning, but there there are some precautions here, because not every feeling that you have is God speaking to you. Satan can also give you feelings and fear. And unless you know the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the Word separates between spirit and soul. Until you know the Word of God, you can't just go by the feelings that's in your heart. But if you know God, then God can speak to you through your heart. You can know things that are beyond human ability. It's not just information. You can be led by your heart. There's another time that I was going to go hold a meeting in Costa Rica. And I had been there before and ministered in a Bible school. And we saw great things happen. And they wanted me to come back. And they had already advertised it. I'd accepted. I'd already bought my plane tickets. And I was moving my mother from Texas up to Colorado. And I was driving the truck that with all of her belongings in it. And as I was driving, I had a 17-hour drive. I just was praying in tongues and worshiping God. And I got to thinking about going to Costa Rica. And as soon as I was started thinking about going to Costa Rica and praying, I just did not want to go. And it was strange, because I loved it the first time I was there. It was wonderful. And I couldn't understand, why did I not want to go? And so I started praying. And I prayed for 17 hours. I just listened to music, drove, and prayed for 17 hours. And the more I prayed, the less I wanted to go to Costa Rica. And so finally, I called the people up. And I said, I'm canceling my trip. I'm not going. And they said, you can't do that. We've already advertised. People are coming from out of town. And I said, I don't care. I'm not going. And they said, well, why? Are you mad at us? And I said, no, I hadn't got a thing against you. I don't want to go. And they took offense. And they got mad at me, and they never had me back, because they didn't understand why I would book and then I'd cancel. And yet I just didn't want to go. And so I didn't go. No reason, no explanation. It's just what I felt in my heart. Did you know that the flight that I had booked, it landed in Mexico City, and then as it took off from Mexico City to go to Costa Rica, the plane crashed and killed 169 people. Every person on that plane died.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I'm sharing today, I tell you, they need to be heard all over the world, and I'm doing what I can. You know, we now have the potential of reaching 2.2 billion people daily with this gospel truth broadcast. We're only on one time a day in most places. We need to be on multiple times per day for saturation. There's a lot more that could be done, but it just cost a lot of money. We now spend over $600,000, it's closer actually to $1 million a month on television and radio airtime, and we need to be expanding. So I ask you that if you've been blessed and if you want to help me get this truth out, please join with us and become a partner today.